Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us. And wow, what a busy week this has been. I got a couple things I want to mention from this past week. And we're going to hopefully have a guest calling in here today as well. And but if not, we'll continue on with something here. Anyways, got plenty to talk about today. So let's go ahead and open our program this afternoon in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be here today. Thank you for the opportunity to use this medium to be able to be a blessing to people, encourage people, help us to point people that are searching to Christ. And also, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would enable us, Lord, to help Christians, encourage them in their walk with you and enable them to be better equipped to serve you. And we just pray that you bless now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good to be with you today. Like I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can find us there. We meet in, some people say, well, where are you at? I was telling somebody about this just the other day, and they thought it was kind of interesting. We meet in a hotel. We meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, and I was telling them that we had a building that we rented, and we had been in that building, and the owners lost it, and we were talking about that, and I said, so he said, how long have you been in the hotel? And I said, well, the owners, when they lost the building, we lost a place to meet, and so we looked around for a temporary meeting place, and we moved into the Richfield Holiday Inn Express on a temporary basis some 10 years ago, and it's actually almost 10 and a half years ago now, and we've been there ever since, and it really has had some blessings in the sense that the building that we were in, we had to mow the grass, we had to remove the snow in the wintertime, we had to heat it, we had to cool it, we had to do all kinds of stuff that cost a lot of money. And where we're at now in the hotel, they mow the grass, they remove the snow, and they take care of the heating and cooling. We just give them a little bit of money each week, and they let us keep coming back. So we're thankful for that. And I've heard of some other churches meeting in hotels now. So it's not a new thing. There's churches done that in the past, but it's a great setup. And as with anything, there's give and take, and mentioning that because this weekend, we is one of those places where we have to give a little on our schedule. And so if you've been planning on visiting us at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church anytime, I want to let you know our Bible study tonight is going to still be at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express located at 5171 Brecksville Road, but we are going to be in the breakfast area. There's another group that meets at the hotel that's been meeting there longer than we have, but they only meet there about once or twice a year, I guess about twice a year, I think, something like that. So when they come in, we have to give way. So we will be there Friday night in the breakfast room, and you can see that right when you come in the main entrance to your right. And so we'd love to have you come out and visit. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word and you can't get in on the radio, that's the place to come. And we fellowship and talk about the Word of God and what's happening in the world. The second then I need to mention is on Sunday morning and Sunday evening for our Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock, and then our Sunday evening service at 6 o'clock. We're going to be upstairs either on the third floor or the fourth floor. Don't know as yet, but if you ask at the desk when you come in, they'll direct you where we're at. And so the group that's taking the room, we normally meet in the meeting room on the first floor, but this group has that preeminence over us, so we have to give a little on that one. But other than that, you know, it's really been handy. One of the reasons I'm on here on the radio this afternoon is because we're in the hotel. If we were in a place that we rented, we would not have the funds to enable us to be on the radio here this afternoon. So give and take, and we do what we can to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I wanted to mention Yesterday, I had a distinct honor. My state representative, Bill Romer, and it's kind of interesting, he and I have some connections on several levels. My dad was born on the property on a farm that his grandfather owned. My grandfather had rented it, farmed it. So my dad was born on property that his grandfather owned, and then grew up on, later moved into the house that he grew up in, and the house where I knew my grandparents to live, and just down the street from where I grew up in Richfield. And then later on, after my grandmother had passed away, my grandfather had been gone many years before that, my grandmother passed away, and my dad and my uncle were settling out the estate. Guess who bought the property? Well, Bill Romer. And so my dad was born on the property that his grandfather owned, and then he later moved into the property that my grandparents owned. So kind of a neat connection there. So we've known each other for a number of years. And then along with Representative Bill Romer, also one of our Richfield Village Council members, Dr. Gary Dominick, whom I've known for a number of years, Dr. Dominick and I went down to Columbus where we met up with Representative Romer, and he and his staff worked, and they were able to get me a spot to open the Ohio House of Representatives yesterday afternoon in prayer. There's a guest minister program that operates down there, and they bring in pastors from around the state. Each representative has the opportunity to put forward the name of a pastor in his district for the guest minister invocation program. And Representative Bill Romer put my name in and tried to get me scheduled a couple of dates. Actually had me scheduled last month, and then that session got canceled, and so he got me rescheduled for yesterday. And what a privilege to be able to go down. I mean, it's just, if you've not been down to the Ohio State Capitol, let me encourage you to do so. I mean, it's if you've got young people and you want to give them a tour and show them and let them see some of the history of our state, it's really fantastic. I mean, a good trick question is to always ask how many cities have been the capital of Ohio, and usually people will come up with Zanesville, because Zanesville was capital before Columbus, but in actuality, our capital was in Chillicothe first, I believe, then it moved to Zanesville, then from Zanesville, it moved back to Chillicothe, and then it moved to over to Columbus, centrally located in the state. And a lot of people don't realize also that Abraham Lincoln actually, when he died, his body was laid out in the rotunda of the Ohio State Capitol. And so when you go there, you're on the very spot. And it was kind of interesting. One of the people that we were there with said that by the time, of course, that the body got there, you know, you think about it, I don't want to destroy anybody's lunch or something if you're still having lunch, but you know, they did not have the refrigeration and some of the preservation techniques that they have today. So he said they had lots of flowers in the rotunda when they brought him through. It's kind of an honor that Ohio is one of the places where Lincoln's body laid. And then, of course, when I went into the House chamber in order to give the opening prayer, the Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, pointed out that the spot where you stand when you're speaking there and where you give the prayer, that President Lincoln actually had spoken from that exact same spot. And so really very interesting, a lot of history there. And so really enjoyed it immensely. And you can find the link to the prayer if you go into our Facebook page at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. If you'll go there, you can find some pictures, of course, of our time down there. And also, you can find a link to the video All of the sessions there in the Ohio House are on video, and you can actually watch them live. And a good resource to have, and I'm going to bring this up here again in a few minutes, is ohiohouse.gov. If you want to know what's happening down in the State House, and especially in the House of Representatives, you go to ohiohouse.gov, and that will take you to the Ohio House of Representatives page. The companion page, of course, ohiosenate.gov, will take you to the Senate page. But what I like about ohiohouse.gov is there's a link there for legislation. You click on that, and whether it's a House bill or a Senate bill, you can click on the legislation search, and you can go ahead and put in the identifying title, the House bill, for instance. You can look up House Bill 180, House Bill 239, or whatever. You just put HB 239. Or another one, which I want to mention here, is Senate Bill 11. And I'm actually doing this right now. And so I put in SB 11, and I hit the search bar. And there it comes up, Senate Bill 11. Which is also called the Ohio Fairness Act. And as we've talked about in our church, it's anything but fair. It's the Ohio Unfairness Act. And this is what we call a SOGI law. If you've not heard that term before, SOGI, S-O-G-I, sexual orientation, gender identity. And this is why I wanted to mention this, because, you know, one of the things that our representatives and our senators are tasked with is upholding the rule of law here in our state, and also promoting, and I'm going to click on it here in just a moment, but one of the things is promoting religion and morality within the state. In fact, this goes back to the Northwest Ordinance, Article 3 of the Northwest Ordinance. And the Northwest Ordinance, by the way, was put together because when the United States, shortly after the Revolution, they had this chunk of territory, which encompasses today Ohio and Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin. I don't remember when that Minnesota's in there, but certainly those other states are in there. And this was collectively referred to as the Northwest Ordinance. And they had to come up with a document to be able to govern and administer this vast tract of land that they had. And they didn't have a huge amount of people there, but there was a number of people there, a lot of resources there. And they had to come up with a way to be able to administer this land. And they came up with the Northwest Ordinance. And Article 3 of the Northwest Ordinance says, religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. And one of the things that's interesting there is it has religion and morality and knowledge, and then it talks about in order to do this, we need schools to be encouraged. And they said this is necessary for good government and happiness of mankind. And when we look at this, the idea of religion and morality going hand in hand with knowledge, this is important. You know, the Bible says in the book of Hosea, in the book of Hosea, the Bible says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And so we need to understand these things, that it's very important that religion and morality are taught and promoted in our schools. This was the original intent. And they didn't believe you could be educated without having a basic understanding of religion and morality. And bring this up, this is carried over in the United States Constitution, where, again, the state legislature, the House and the Senate, are called for the purpose of ensuring that religion and morality and are are promoted and defended within the state of Ohio. And this is important to know. This is the reason why there is a law that was passed several years back. It was promoted by the Ohio Christian Alliance and passed to ensure that the founding documents of Ohio are taught and proclaimed within the schools of Ohio. And those founding documents included the Ohio Constitution, the United States Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, and also the Northwest Ordinance here. The Northwest Ordinance, which in its day was a amazing document that's little known outside of, well, the states that became the Northwest Ordinance. But this was a fantastic document, and I didn't intend on doing the entire program on talking about the Northwest Ordinance. I was hoping we'd have a visitor with us today, but we'll probably reschedule that. But bringing this up, this was a side issue that I wanted to mention, but having the opportunity to do the prayer at the State House yesterday, and first time I've ever been able to do that, and I know there's probably people who have done it more than once, and a lot of people, though, who have never done it. Really, very few people have ever done it. And this prayer that we had the opportunity to do, we were given some guidelines. It had to be no more than 2 minutes. I said, what happens? Does a trap door come up? I said, no, they cut the mic off. But I don't know if they actually physically cut the mic off right in the middle of you, but they strongly encourage everybody involved, encourages, you can't go over 2 minutes. That's because the House is on a schedule. It's a tight schedule. And immediately after the prayer, I was instructed to just simply turn to my right, because that's where the flag was, and immediately into the Pledge of Allegiance before leaving the platform. But I was praying about what to say in this prayer, and the guidelines just basically said under 2 minutes. They didn't want it to be a prayer where you basically go in and bash the people that aren't doing the right things and call down fire, you know, and lightning and everything to strike them down for voting wrong. Not that kind of stuff. It's supposed to be a prayer to bless, ask God's blessing, and also to ask God to help them. And so, you know, I wasn't asked there to give a two-minute sermon. I wasn't asked there to do a two-minute evangelistic campaign. I was asked to give a two-minute request for God's blessing and guidance upon the state legislatures. And so I thought of that, and I was praying, Lord, what should I pray, and how should I address this? And so I sat down at my computer, and I opened up a document, and I said, I'll just start. And what do I want to say? Well, I started, and I just wrote Heavenly Father down on the paper. And I thought, okay, I'll start with that. That's always a good start. And then I wanted to express my thankfulness for being there. And so I said, thank you for the opportunity to be here today, for the opportunity to ask your blessing upon the House of Representatives. Because really, that's a God thing. I'm thinking, you know, here I am, pastor of one of the smallest churches in Ohio, and I'm standing before the representatives of the entire state, standing here, and even up in the gallery, there was a group of men that were visiting from, I believe it was two people from Thailand, two people from India, and one person from Pakistan, and they were here in Ohio. They were down in Columbus. They were touring and visiting with representatives, and they were sitting in on the state legislature that yesterday, and they were learning about how we conduct our legislative activities here in the United States. They're wanting to learn things to take back to their countries, and I didn't know they were going to be there when I got there. And there were some other people there. They were voting on some legislation that actually passed. I think it was Senate Bill 10, which is favorable to the military spouses. Ohio's one of the fifth largest states in terms of numbers of veterans, and it also has some benefits there as well. But so there were a number of people there, and of course, I'm an Air Force veteran. I was introduced that way, so that was a nice plus as well, things I didn't expect. But I was thinking about it and praying over what to say in this prayer, and I thought, well, Lord, you know, I'm here. I'm to ask for your blessing and to ask for you to guide them and for them to have wisdom. And so I just thought about that. And of course, in Romans chapter 13, the Bible says that they're ministers of God, and they're supposed to be ministers of God to us for good. And then over in Psalm 82, there's some things that they're mentioned there that they're supposed to do to defend the poor and fatherless, to do justice to the afflicted and needy, and to deliver the afflicted and needy out of the hand of the wicked. And I thought, well, Lord, I'd like to be able to make at least some mention of that. And how do I lead into this without this becoming a preaching session? And I only got 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes goes by real fast. And so I thought about that, and I said, Lord, these men and women face enormous responsibility in this house. They're tasked with representing the interests and needs of their districts and the entire state of Ohio. They're challenged to stand for what is good, right, and needful in the face of opposition, pressure, confusion, and misunderstandings. They're responsible for navigating between conflicting opinions and selfish interests while balancing the concerns of their constituents with the needs of their communities. Then I continued, for this reason, Lord, we ask your blessing upon them. We ask that you bless them and guide them in their work. We ask that you grant them wisdom and direction. We ask that you help them to see and understand what they need to do as your servants, and then to give them courage, strength, and conviction to carry out the work for which you have brought them here to do. And that gave me the opportunity to segue into referencing, as I mentioned earlier, in Romans chapter 12 or 13 in Rome and Psalm 82, by saying, and we know that you brought them here, Lord, and your word tells us. And then I went in to reference that, and of course, reading for a portion of the prayer that I gave. And so I thought that that accomplished it. I was able to ask their blessing. I was able to remind them of their biblical duty. And, you know, the Bible says we are to pray for those that are in authority over us. And so I encourage you to pray. And so I felt that I was able to do that. And then, you know, I also thought about the staff members. We had two great staff members that helped us out there, and they were really encouragement to us. And I added a line in there that said, we also ask your blessing upon the staff members who help our representatives. Without them, the work of this house would overwhelm even the best of the men and women here. And my thought with that was, not only does it recognize the work that the legislative aides, the very staff members, put in so that the things can take place down there, but also reminds the men and women that are the representatives that these people, they need them, and they're a help to them. And you know, help hopefully put things in perspective. And then, as I thought about the staff members, I thought about, what about all the people that take care of the building? And so I added a line that said, and we ask your blessing upon those that work so hard to keep this house safe, clean, comfortable, and open for the people's business. Without them, the work of this house would quickly grind to a halt. And you know, a long time ago, I remember reading somebody said they would tell young ladies that were thinking about looking for a husband, that if you go out to eat or go out somewhere, pay attention to how he treats the little people, so to speak, the people that are there to help and serve you. You know, when you go to the restaurant, how does he treat the server? How does he treat the person that seats you? If you go somewhere, how does he treat the parking lot attendant? Things like that. And, you know, somebody is not willing to treat the people that take care of their needs and do these things in the background, then if they're not going to treat them nicely, then there's a chance they might not treat you nicely. And so I thought that's a good reminder to the representative as well, that you know, they're not elites that are here. You know, when the house was built, the Ohio House, they originally took the balconies out that make up the gallery because they didn't want it to feel too pretentious, because they wanted to remind it was the people's house. I learned something else. The governor's ceremonial office is below the floor there, because he's not supposed to be above the people. And a great symbology there. And then I reminded them of our blessings and thank God for the privilege to engage in his service and ask his blessing on the Ohio House of Representatives and the state of Ohio. We asked it in Jesus' name. No problem. You can still do that here in the state of Ohio. Thankful for that. Well, again, Thanks to Representative Bill Romer and members of his office giving the opportunity to deliver a prayer at the Ohio House yesterday. What a great blessing. Thanks for listening today. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.